comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, King of us all. Glory be to you forever and ever. Amen. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish. And all those seeing begin to mock him, saying, This man has built and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against with 20,000? Or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and ask conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for land nor fit for dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Glory be to God.
After what we heard from Sayyidina Mbahuli Swaguna to Mass, we have no more words to say yet. Yeah. But I will tell you a few stories only, just to confirm what you have already heard. If you want to be my disciple, you need to hate what? Hate father, hate mother, hate brothers, hate sisters. Even you need to hate yourself. Is that good? You need to hate. How come the God of love, who orders us to love our enemies, to say, hate the nearest to you? How come? Then there must be something there. He doesn't mean really to hate them, but to hate a type of love, the love of the self-love. Unless you empty yourself from that selfishness, the love of the self, which includes your love to your family and your love to yourself, yeah, you can't be filled with God's love. You can't be filled with God's love. I can't find best examples for that except two examples. You know Saint Damiana? Saint Damiana? Her father, one day, under severe pressure, they told him, unless you give incense to the idols, we will take your daughter and kill her.
So I was... He said, take me and kill me myself.
He said, no. We'll kill your daughter. So out of his love to his daughter, he wants to save her. He sacrificed himself.
He said, okay, I will give answer to the idols.
And who heard that? Sandamyana. Sandamyana heard that they were keeping him in the prison. So she sent him a letter saying to him, I wish if I would have heard the news of your death rather than the news of a denying our Lord Jesus Christ for anything, even for your love to me. And these words torn him. It really hit him badly. And he realized that it was the self-love. It is really love, but self-love. Nothing on this world should be loved more than the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that letter changed his mind, and he said, okay, I am not afraid anymore because my daughter really expressed the real love for Christ. And he took his word back and said, I would not give answer to the idols. And the result is what? He was killed, and they took his daughter as well, and all the virgins with her, and they killed them all. That is the real love. You see? Unless we empty ourselves from the self-love, we can't love the Lord. We can't have the unlimited love of the Lord. Another example from the martyrs as well, Mother Dulagi. Mother Dulagi, they went to her and said, unless you worship the idols, we will take all your children and kill them. She said, really? He said, yeah. Can you stand to kill your children in front of you? She said, yeah, sure. Let us do it. And she sat down and took the first child, put him on her lap, and said, yalla, cut off his head. And the soldier said, oh my God, she stands to cut off the head of her own child. Anyway, I'll try. So he chopped the head of the first one. And she laid him down and took the other child and extended his neck a little. Yeah, the second one. And he chopped the head of the second one. How many ones? How many? Huh? Five children. One after one. The ruler said, how come you are a mother and you been able to stand killing all the five children of yours? She said, no. I wanted to be sure. I wanted to offer them to Christ first. Before I die, and I wouldn't be really sure that they will be for Christ. So I wanted to offer them first, before me. Now you can kill me. I am now happy. This is what? She emptied herself from the self-love, the emotional love, and she expressed a much more greater love than love of Christ. And that is the meaning of hating your mother and your father and your children and even yourself. طبعا يعني it is not possible for you يعني to do whatever you like with your parents يعني. But when you empty yourself from the self-love, you take back the heavenly love, the divine love, godly love, which makes you to love not only your parents and your children and everyone in the world, but even your enemies. Yeah? The second thing is he mentioned here is to second way to be a disciple is to carry your cross and follow him. To carry your cross. The Lord said, if you want to carry my cross, deny yourself. Carry your cross and follow me. What is carrying the cross? To be a disciple of the Lord. So to be a disciple of the Lord, you have to have that divine love. Yeah? And the second thing, to carry your cross. Carrying your cross is not really the suffering as we always relate it to. But carrying the cross has got a wider meaning. It's to die for the world, to live for God. To die for the world, to live for God. Dying for the world. That world for you means nothing. Saint Anthony said, I became above the whole world when he did what? When he feared nothing and desired nothing of this. Yeah? The carrying your cross is really to deny the self, is to fire the body, is to discipline yourself for the Lord, is to die for the sin, for the lust of the world, for any temptations around you. This is how to carry your cross. And that would never happen unless you really, really love the Lord. That is why the first condition to be a disciple is to have that divine love. Because when you have that divine love, you can really die for the world. You can't die for the world if you are not satisfied, if you are not fulfilled by the Holy Spirit, if you are not really rejoicing and joyful in the Lord. If you are joyful and rejoicing and satisfied by the Holy Spirit, then you can tread on honey. The satisfied soul will tread on what? On honey. There is I remember a chap, one of our chaps went to America for a business. And he went into a hotel, and he was very tired because he was traveling overnight, so he overslept in the morning. They came to clean the room in the morning. They knocked on the door, he didn't hear it, so the roommate opened the room to clean it. And she found him asleep. He just woke up and found her there in front of him. So I said, I'm sorry. I was overslept. And she said, no, you are all right. We are okay. What do you think? Why don't we spend a nice time together? And he looked at her and said, 1 minute, please. 1 minute. And he dashed to the bathroom, got dressed and ready, and went out. And
said to her,
"You know, I can't."
And she said, "Why?"
He said, "Look there, look there." And she turned her face around to find him that he has put a cross on the wall. He carries a cross with him wherever he goes. Whenever he goes anywhere, he takes out that cross, put it in wherever he is there, and leave it, and keep looking at it. When she looked at the cross, and she understood why he said no, she turned around to talk to him. She couldn't find him. He ran away. He escaped. He died for the world. Live for Christ. They said about one of the martyrs asked them to do something very strange, a little bit strange. He said to them, "If you want my last wish in this world, I want you to crucify me facing the cross." She said, "Why do you want to face the cross? It's a very strange request." He said, "I like to die facing the cross. Does it matter for you?" He said, No, doesn't matter. Okay." They crucified him facing the cross. You know why? When they crucified him on the cross, they found him till he passed away. He kept kissing the cross, kissing the cross, kissing the cross, kissing the cross. He wants to hug the cross. He wants to kiss him goodbye. He wants to say to the cross, "You led me to eternity." He wants to say to the cross that you saved me. And he just couldn't do anything but a big kiss and a big hug just before he kissed. Another two martyrs, they caught a Christian and said to him, "What is your last wish before we kill you?" He said, "Just to say goodbye to my parents." They said, "Where are your parents?" He said, "A bit far, a bit, maybe 2 hours away or something like that. I will go and say goodbye and come back." And they said, "Who guarantees that you will come back? We don't trust you." He said, "What proofs that I can give you?" They said, "Well, get one of your friends, to stay with us. We don't mind who we kill. You are one, and if you get us another friend, it doesn't matter. If you don't come, we'll kill your friend, that's it." So he went to one of his friends, said to him, "Can you please come and stay instead of me here? I will just go to my parents, say goodbye and come back. Trust me, I'll come back, but you stay here. If I am late, unfortunately, they will kill me." And his friend said, okay, no problem. I will stay. It doesn't matter. If they kill me, it doesn't matter. Okay. We love each other, we lived with each other. Doesn't matter. Okay, go. So he went to his parents, and mama and papa, of course. "Habibi, how come we can't leave you? And one tear here, one tear there." He was late. "Mom, back. Mom, please leave me. I left my friend there. Habibi, we can't leave you." He was late. He went running late, but the soldiers, he was late, took his friend and went to kill him. On the way, just before they kill him, he arrived running. I have arrived. Then they said to him, okay, come. So his friend said, No, that's okay. Doesn't matter. I will go. It is okay." He said, No, It is me who should be killed. You go, and I have arrived. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry that I was late. And his friend said, no, that's okay. I already decided. I was happy to go. Stay. You go to mom and dad, and I will... The rulers saw this fight. Fight for what? Fight for what? People fight for money, people fight for houses, dividing their inheritance. But they were fighting for what? For death. For that glorious love of Christ. And the ruler said, that love cannot die. That love cannot die. They made me mad. That love cannot die. Leave both of them. So they set both of them up free. That is the love of the cross, which gives us life, real life. Yeah? Even when they asked the Christians to put the heavy crosses, for the Hakim b'amr Allah, when he ordered 5 pounds crosses to be worn by all Christians if they go out, but if they go to their houses or their work, they should not put it on. Only when they go out in the streets or out for anything. One day he was walking around and he found one of the people working in a shop, and he puts the cross. He put on this cross, 5 pounds, and he is working. And he stopped at that image and said, what is that man doing? I said, to put your cross on when you go out, not when you are working. How come that he can work like that? And he went to the man and asked him, did you hear what I have said? I said you can put your cross on when you go out of your shop or out of your home. Why do you put you on your cross while you are working? He said, I love the cross. When I was wearing him outside, I can't take him off. I can't take him off. Even when I'm working. That's why the Christians, they have what we call them, what? Lubun Christians. Because the cross, it rubs the bones of the vertebral column and make it bruised. So every Christian, because of the cross, they get a bruises in their back. So they call them the blue bone people. This is the love of the cross. And then to count the cost. What is counting the cost? Counting the cost must be that great love, that you empty yourself from the love of the self to be filled with the divine and unlimited love of God, which really makes us be able to die for the world and live for God.
Thank you.